For more than a week now, volcanic fissures have been breaking through the ground in the residential community of Leilani Estates. So far, 18 fissures have been discovered, some shooting lava as high as 200 feet in the air.
It's hard to get people not to come in because it is an amazing sight.
Major Jeff Hickman and members of the Hawaii Army National Guard coordinated access to the recently spewing fissures along Kilauea's East Rift Zone.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Sergeant Milo Kalama. I'm with the 93rd Civil Support Team.
After a quick safety briefing from our National Guard escorts, we were fissure-bound. Leilani Estates is situated nearly 25 miles away from the summit of Kilauea Volcano. In the past week, lava from these fissures has covered nearly 130 miles of land, destroying 26 homes.
It's very hard because we can't predict anything. You've got weather conditions, you've got Mother Nature and Pele. She's going to do what she's going
to
do.
As our vehicles pull up to fissure number 13, steam and sulfur dioxide can be seen rising from the cracks in the ground. A bed of fresh lava, 100 yards long, lay across Leilani Avenue, leaving charred ohia trees and partially burnt telephone poles in its path.
As amazing as it is, it's very destructive and it's affected many people in this Leilani Estate area in a way that they probably don't comprehend.
We get out of our vehicles and approach what looks like a war zone. The feeling of cool, crisp air on our faces soon hits a wall of heat. The smell of rainforest vegetation now reeks of rotten eggs or sulfur dioxide.
My guy said, if I run, you run. Okay, because we're going in without masks. When they sense the one part per million, we have to leave. Five parts per million, we run.
Right here is 0.2.
So where he's at right now is 0.2 ppm.
Shards of lava crunch like glass with every step we make towards the fissure. We soon discover a house behind the thick of ohia trees just 20 yards from the lava flow. A house Pele spared for now.
Okay, let's go, let's go. We gotta go.
The fissure tour got cut short. It turns out, as we were admiring both the wondrous and dangerous power of Pele, she decided to break through the ground, creating another fissure up the road. For HPR News, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi in Puna.